I've been reading a lot of books on Asperger's and autism at the moment because I'm waiting for... Well, I'm on the waiting list for a formal diagnosis with something on the autism spectrum. And because the list is somewhat lengthy, I'm just trying to kind of do what I can by reading these random books, which is actually quite helpful because they load on the Kindle. So at least I can read them on my iPad. But it's kind of random because by reading them, I'm seeing a lot of things that are just like, oh yeah, that's me. And the problem is, a lot of the, oh yeah, that's me, is stuff that my family don't even realise. It's things I've been able to hide the last couple of, well, decades. But it's little things like sort of my OCD. I mean, for example, currently I'm eating large amounts of risotto. I don't know why. I like it. But that doesn't really explain it, does it? I eat in cycles. There'll be something I fancy. And I want more of it because I fancy it. And because I enjoy it. And, well, I can't rest until I've eaten it or got it or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be food. Sometimes it can be a book or music or a film or a series of films. Or, you know, something. And I literally can't function until I've done whatever it is or eaten whatever it is. But yeah, so at the moment it's risotto. Tasty, tasty, tasty risotto. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to deal with the fact that I have meltdowns quite a lot. And I have depression, but not in the kind of traditional depression kind of way. Basically, my default state is paranoia. It's great fun because, well, it makes me think my boss is going to fire me. He's not, because he's lovely. And because apparently I'm doing a good job, which is awesome. But it's little things like that that make me think, well, hang on, you know. I mean, to put it in perspective, I've never had a job, aside from Budgens when I was 16, longer than 6 months. Freelance, it kind of doesn't really count. It's I'm meaning specific. I don't mean freelancing, I mean job. Like, someone gives you money every month without fail for doing something. Granted, the first job I had... I was hired by a bastard who basically fired me because I was disabled. I said he was a bastard, right? The second job I had was very complicated. And I'm on my third. And I love it. And it's great. And my boss is awesome. But it's kind of... it's this stupid paranoia. And I feel awful because he must think... I think he's some kind of scary slave-driving dude. You know. He's not. But... this is how my brain works. I'm paranoid. I'm convinced something's wrong. That I'm not happy when things are going okay because I'm convinced they're going to start cracking and things are going to go bad. You know, it makes me nervous. And of course, there's the great fun of the meltdown, which is kind of like a volcano exploding. When I seem to be having those, I have panic attacks sometimes, which I don't like. I have days where I don't want to leave the house. I have days where I'm crushingly lonely. I have days where I'm quite happy not to talk to a soul. And equally, I have days when I just want to kind of... Not that I want to stay in, but I just have no desire to go out and no need to go out. And I'm happy in my little bubble. My house is my bubble. And this is the thing, I'm not... safe and secure unless I'm in my house. I can even go to my mother's and I don't feel as content as I would here. Likewise, if I've got company or something's changed in the routine, I hate that. Just little things like, you know, someone staying. Sounds really awful, but I don't like people... I don't mind them staying, but I don't like people using my bathroom. I don't like people playing with things in my kitchen. I don't like people kind of disrupting my little space, you know, moving things, tidying, or, it's got to be on my terms, basically, and this is going to be a long boo, so I'll go for the second one.